really welcomed the letter yesterday. We've been seeking this for some time now in the background, and yesterday it came good. So what it really does is effectively remove any notion of a sliding scale, certainly any sliding scale that will be imposed by the Housing Department. What it will do is ensure that we'll have what we refer to as SCSI pure. It'll be uninterfered with, it'll be independent, it'll be from SCSI, and should the Minister feel any need to do anything different to that, we will see what SCSI proposed, and beside that we'll see what the Minister actually delivered. And if they're not the same, then that allows us to step in and ask the appropriate questions.
And indeed, this controversial sliding scale element caused much worry for homeowners, so this is a bit of relief for them.
It is, and I think it's really good time, and I think people really needed something positive here going into Christmas time. We know we've got plenty of issues to deal with and pick it up in the new year, but I think people needed a win. I think in this particular battle, we've come out the right side of that. We sought the clarity that was required. It's been given to us. It's exactly what we had requested. And I think everybody should see this as a big step forward this morning.
And indeed, there was further clarity as well on payments being made in January.
Yes, there is. We know that we've got people with testing fees outstanding for, 18 months and for various reasons. But right now, it'll move as well to a setup where it'll be not requiring full stage one approval, but instead eligibility and evidence of fees being paid. And that should trigger payments then. So we're expecting that to be set about in the first week of January as a regulation. And then come the end of January, we should be starting to see payments filtering through.